Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Richard Cross, who blogs and writes op-ed columns and pays a lot of attention to what's going on in politics in Maryland. And of course, here we are, and we know what the primary results are. Larry Hogan on the Republican side and Lieutenant Governor Brown on the Democratic side. What do you make of all this? How did they get to this point?
Well, I have to say that none of the results were surprising. I think Lieutenant Governor Brown ran with the strength of Governor O'Malley's approval ratings behind him and with the full force of the Democratic establishment behind him. And I think that he didn't have some of the burdens that previous lieutenant governors have had running for governor. So I think he was able to run a conservative campaign, and that's kind of what helped bring him to victory. Larry Hogan, I think I'd like to call him the happy warrior of Maryland politics. He decided early on he was going to take the battle to the O'Malley-Brown kind of establishment. And I think, given the fact that Larry was more successful in raising money than some of his other opponents, that was enough of a formula for success to bring him to victory.
And that's the kind of thing that I imagine you believe would make him a candidate that people have to pay attention to in the general election.
He's good on the message, and his message resonates with kind of the base. He has a family name going back into the history of PG County politics. His father was a congressman. He served in the Ehrlich administration, but he can't really be called a career politician because his main background is in business.
Well, he's been in government, and you all served together in the Ehrlich administration. So it'll be interesting to see whether that message does really work in the general election electorate. Mm-hmm. It did not work in the primary, I think. I think some of these themes were sounded by Attorney General Gansler versus Lieutenant Governor Brown, and it didn't get him anywhere.
Well, anytime you've got a Republican running for governor, it's always going to be a tough road ahead, and Larry Hogan's no exception. And I believe that you take the best shot you can, and you raise the money you can, and right now, I would say if I were handicapping, I think it's going to be tough for Larry Hogan or anyone to run against the full force of the Democratic establishment in Maryland.
I think what makes it interesting to me is that to some extent, the Democrats have nominated an unknown. I mean, it's not that he hasn't offered a lot of ideas. He's got a lot of position papers. But I think people haven't seen him enunciating them in a way that would make them say, oh, I like what this guy is thinking about. And he has to say, we did really well for 8 years when I was there with Governor O'Malley, and I just want to continue it, whereas the other guy can be on the attack.
Right. And Lieutenant Governor Brown ran a very conservative campaign hitting those very same themes. So I think that running a conservative campaign and not being specific and appealing to the driving force of Maryland politics, I would say, African-American voters who make up anywhere between 35 and 39% of the electorate, that's a winning strategy, I would think.
Well, this chapter is over, and we move on quickly to the next one. Richard, thank you so much.
Good to be here.
For Richard Cross, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.